Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, my dude Alan is dead to me.
Oh no.
I'm serious. He's dead to me.
Not dead to me.
I literally just notified his phone like 30 times.
Oh my god, this is why we can't have nice things.
Like, he's completely abandoned us. Like, he literally hates us. And then, wait, I have to show you. So I FaceTimed him. Look how he answered.
I guess I should picture. I cannot.
I was like, Alan, you got the sexy hair going on? I'm like, do you look hot right now? What is happening?
Oh my god. Not the sexy hair.
What's up?
Okay, guys. I finally figured out how to break a man.
Oh, my no, you've theory... broken plenty of men, but carry on.
Yes, but like my theory is they're all giant children. Like, look how they are when they're sick. They want to be babied. They want to be taken care of. They come home from work. They expect dinner to be out. They would like you to cook for them. They ask you to do their laundry. None of them are actually grown up.
They're still obsessed with the boob. They love giant babies.
Yeah, tits in their face. They're truly children at heart. And this is why my theory of like catering to them and like feeding them and making them a plate when we're out to dinner, like I feel like that's the shit that they love because they want to be babied. Like, most of these men are in high-powered jobs where like all the stress is on them at their job nonstop. So when they come home to have somebody take care of them like their mother did, I feel like is like what all these men just want.
You know, you really do make a good case. Like, you're a good lawyer. Like, I'm like, oh, like I'm sitting here in the jury.
Oh my god, my ex used to tell me that all the time. My ex used to be like, you missed your calling because you can lawyer any situation and win. Like,
yeah,
he's like, you make me start questioning where my theory was going because I'm like, fuck, hers is better.
So we went on vacation for the week, right? We're at the beach. Mm-hmm. And I tell my family, like, without Denny knowing, I'm like, listen, I told him about the episode. And I'm like, I'm going to this week feed Denny and let's all watch his response. I am such a terrible person. I don't think you understand. Like, you know he cuts my pancakes.
Like, yeah.
I have no shame. So, like, we're at the restaurant, and instead of, like, I didn't remember, not only did I fucking forget to feed him, but we split a meal, but when both meals came, I liked the one better and didn't let him have any of it.
Oh my god.
You're the literal worst person to share with. Yeah.
You are the Antichrist, Jessica. This poor man is just sitting there, like, gasping for a bubble of air.
And then we did it again, and he goes.
Just comes and pops the bubble.
Day two, we each got a lobster roll, and we shared lobster mac. That lobster mac came, I said, nope, this is mine. Then again, I forgot
Are
to
you
do
kidding
it.
Me?
I forgot to do it the whole fucking trip. And then I said to my family, I go, guys, I didn't serve him once. I just stole his food. I am literally the worst.
I don't know how you're married.
No, I literally was looking at him in like awe.
Mind-blowing head.
Like, truly, this man's
incredible. I don't know how you're married.
I know. He's so easygoing. I'm just like, anybody else? Like, but by the end of the week, he goes, I was like, yeah, you want to split this? He's like, no, I don't. Order whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, no. Jess is like the Zamboni on the ice at a fucking hockey game. Just steamrolling over men. Power through him.
I am going to do it. So stand by. It is just needs to be. I just kept forgetting. I guess I really am horrible.
I never said to do this in front of an entire family.
Oh, we were all
I said to do
invested.
This on a date. On a date, I said to do this. Because then it's like, oh, look at this romantic time we have together. Oh my god, she's serving me like how sweet. Like, I can't believe she thought of me, but not like, hey guys, let's watch me and Denny go on a date with everybody there and feed him in front of you. Not let's, my theory.
Let's mock Ben's reaction Denny to this.
And his shortcomings of a wife.
Oh, I'm no.
crying. I cannot.
No, I know. I was like, wow. Like, I, the guilt I felt after I did not share my meal with him.
So, I went on a date today.
Uh-huh. Listening.
With the same person that I told you appreciated me making him a plate.
Whoa.
Okay. Carry on. And he was like, what do you want to eat? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm not starving. He was like, okay, we'll order something other than grilled chicken, which is your standard. Like, order something real food. Like, I want to see you eat. I was like, okay, fine. So he was like, well, I want to get the burger. And I was like, okay. And I was like, I don't eat red meat, so I'm definitely not sharing with you. And he was like, okay, so get whatever you want. I'm like, if I get the mussels, will you share with me? And he's like, yeah, sure, I'll have a few. But like, the food comes and he's not picking any of them. This is a massive plate of fucking mussels. I was like, okay, he wants me to fucking feed him, because why else would this man, who I know is taking control of the date, like, not just grab food and get it for himself, you know? Mm-hmm. So I took a piece out, like, of the mussel on a fork, dipped it in like the wine and garlic deliciousness that was there, and fed it to him. And he was like, oh my God, it's so good. And then he didn't go get any more. So I was like, guys, start reading the flag. This is what he wants. Like, physically, did I feed him? This time, I actually put the fucking fork in his mouth, and he loved it. He, like, fucking kissed my hand after. I was just like, ugh.
I mean, like, I feel like it goes back to your, like, giant baby theory. I know you're not wrong.
Would
Denny have loved me to feed him gnocchi? Probably.
This guy is, like, big at his job, very important, got a lot of stress on him. So, like, comes to me and like, I'm the lovey-dovey, affectionate, like, I'm not gonna say girlfriend, but like, girl in his mm-hmm. life. And I feel like he just loves that, like, I like baby him like that. Like, I feel like he loves the affection because he definitely wasn't getting it, and now that he is, he's mm-hmm. like, I fucking love this. Like,
I think there's something to say too with, like, when you have like the alpha man and he can like not have to be that with you all day. Do
right
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Meanwhile, like, he still is, like, he, like, makes sure, like, he's walking in front of me holding my hand, he's on the outside of the street, he's doing all that stuff, like, the check comes down, and, like, within, he doesn't even let it touch the table, he grabs it from the waitress, like,
yeah.
There's not a second thought that he's not being a man, he's just loving that, like, I'm coddling him, like, and I fucking, like, why wouldn't he, like, why would you not want, like, a pretty girl to take care of you? I think we cracked the code here.
This experiment is to be fucking continued. I saw Club Batty and my Instagram messages were popping and everybody had an opinion.
Okay.
It was split though. Like, there's no, I do have to say, like, there's been stuff that we talk about and like either everyone's one way or the other. This is 100% like a split. Like, you're either, like, the people are either in it or they're not. Like, there's no in between, you know?
I love Club Batty and I love our listeners, but I'm gonna go ahead and like make a bold statement right now. The women who are telling you on these comments, like, don't do that, blah, blah, blah. Is he cheating on you? Because like, what do you do for him? Like, five. Are these the
no,
same
no, there
women?
Is a mix though. After 5 years, I still serve my husband. We're out to eat at a restaurant, including buttering right. his bread, and I'm not Italian.
Okay. But these are the same women that are washing their man's underwear, correct?
I don't know.
Right. So the women who won't serve their man at dinner are still taking care of this man at home.
Right.
So, like, it's fucking hypocritical to be like, no, that's so emasculating, blah, blah, blah. Like, aren't you fucking fondling his shorts from the dryer to the wash? Like, or no?
Alan wrote, I don't even know what this episode is about, but something tells me that I'll hate it.
Of course Alan's going to hate it. Of course he is.
Oh, my God. I did have one comment I thought was very interesting. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I would love to hear it.
This girl said she's not serving a first guy. She's not serving a guy on the first date. How do I know he's worthy of me serving him? Whoa.
Ooh,
chills.
Honey, there's a full queen right there. She's like, fuck this man. I don't need
I'm
nobody.
I'm all about serving my man, but not on a first date. So that was an interesting debate. I was like, oh, I didn't really think. I
actually love that. I love that. because first of all, I think it takes men a really long time to prove whether they are, because they have to adapt to us and what we expect more than the opposite.
Oh, we have a question here for you. Would Tracy walk out if the guy didn't order for her, or would she not serve him?
No. My ex never ordered for me, and it wasn't a problem because I was just like, he just doesn't do that. It's just whatever. But when one does, there's a chance I'm sucking your dick under the table, because it's a fucking power move. It is a fucking power move.
Okay, but if they're not doing all those gentlemanly things that you like, are you still serving them?
I am still going to do it because I want him to be like, wow, she did this for me.
Right.
And maybe I need to up my shit. On the second date, if I do it and he still doesn't, I will stop.
Right.
But if I'm doing these little things for him, it's just like when men hold doors for you or pull out a chair for you. Those are things that they do that they know we look for.
Right.
There has to be the opposite side that reflects that. Otherwise, it's they're paying for dinner. They're opening the doors for you. They're holding the chairs for you. What are we doing for them?
I mean, you make a good point.
I feel like it's a mutual sign of respect. It's not she's fucking serving me like my bitch. No, it's I expect you to do all this shit for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I feel also relationships are not 50-50. Sometimes I need to give 70. And sometimes he needs to give 70 if I'm having a rough day. It's never going to be 50-50. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I only have 30% of energy to give you. And I expect you to compensate for that with 70%.
Crazy. That is the most, that is some wise, that's the wisest shit you might have ever come up with on this show.
I just feel does that seem so normal? People are relationships are 100-100. I'm no. There's fucking days you're right. Where I cannot get
we're
by.
Because we're human. You're right.
And he called me the other day and he was like, I am so stressed out. I cannot take it anymore. You got to talk me off the ledge. I'm power walking around my house. And I'm like, listen, breathe. This is one day and it's almost over. You have 2 hours until you go to bed, and then you wake up, you start a brand new fucking day. Do not let today's disaster affect you for tomorrow. That was me giving 80% to him because he's like, I have nothing today. He didn't even hit me with good night that night. But the morning I woke up to good morning, gorgeous. He re-fucking vamped because I talked him off the ledge because I showed him relax. The day's over.
Yeah, I love that.
There's literally days that you're going to have to do that. So, why when we go out in public, would you not want another couple to be like, wow, that's the fucking standard right there. Those people are fucking goals.
I'm speechless. I'm speechless. You, this is your Academy Award moment. It's all clapping up for Tracy.
Thank you. Great. I feel like I'm finally being appreciated on this godforsaken piece of shit show after, what is this, the 7th season? What?
Too many seasons. We just stopped counting seasons. We're not even doing
seasons.
No,
we stopped counting. It is now rolled into a snowball of fuckery.
I'm goosebumps right now from this.
All these women that are I'm not serving my man. I go out and I see a couple and the guy's touching on her and cute and kissing on her. I'm like, oh my God, they're fucking goals. Look how cute they are. We're not thinking ew, get a fucking room. We're thinking wow, I want that. I would love to somebody to show me attention like that in person in front of people. So for other people to look at me and be is she fucking serving his plate? I would be oh my God, should I be doing that? Like I said in the last one, when I was at a party and I went up to the buffet to go make a plate for my boyfriend, the girl who was with me goes, ugh, now I have to make a plate for my boyfriend because I can't show up with no plate. And I was like, okay, this is me escalating you. This is me elevating your girlfriendness. She wouldn't have done it if she didn't see me do it. But because I did it, she did it. Therefore, I'm literally, I don't want to be oh, I'm inspiring people. But I literally, her man was did you just make me a plate? Oh my God. And he fucking loved that. That's what I'm saying. I feel you should be watching other couples and being taking
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I'm literally thinking about when we go to a wedding. I just feel Den's the one that makes my plates for me. But okay, so
he also cuts your meat and chews it for you before he gives it to you. So
more important, than
I don't
food
think you guys
him,
are a good example.
Well, the thing is food is my Like, I don't think
love
I have.
Language.
Yeah, it's my love language. I don't know if I have the energy to serve him when I want prefer to serve myself first. But how about this? His love language is alcohol. So, like, should I be ordering his drink at the bar? Like, if we're at a wedding and he's like, oh, I'm going to go get the food. Yeah. I should go get his drink.
Well, first of all, no. At a wedding for your man, I always expect my man to go get me a drink.
Yeah, I've never gone up there once.
Always expect, but that's me expecting something. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I can't keep expecting men to do shit for me.
Yeah, but
and I'm doing nothing back.
I'm saying, should
except
I
for giving hair flip award-winning head, but other than that,
should I
like I have to be able to
technique?
Do something for him emotionally.
Hmm.
I'm like, hey, hold my door, open my door, pay for my dinner, go get my drinks, blah blah. I'm like ordering around like he's my bitch boy. Like, that's not, that can't be like that. I have to show humility too in the relationship in order for him to be like, wow, like she treats me like a fucking king. Why would I ever want to cheat on this girl? Why would I ever want to fuck her over?
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
And let me... because the tea is boyfriends have been coming back like mercury is in the microwave and it's burning
like the flies to the
they
light.
Have been coming back and telling me like nobody is you, like nobody makes me feel like you did, like I am struggling with us not being together because nobody treats me and lets me be a man but also treats me with like such nurturing, like, compassion like you do. And these are multiple exes that have said this. There has to be something said for exes who literally have nothing bad to say about you because they're like, she was the fucking standard and I fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because
the
women that these men are now choosing are literally reheating frozen food for them and saying that they cooked for him.
They're not ordering KFC and putting it on a plate.
Yes, they're
it.
Just Romanoing this fucking bitch.
They
are
cook,
just hottying this relationship. Yeah, it's like, it's, and they're all starting to come back. Like, even if they're not saying, like, I want to come back, I miss you, they're literally, like, reaching out. They're literally saying like I hope she's happy, I hope she's this, blah blah blah, because like, yeah, because you know I'm not a piece of shit, because you know I'm a good fucking girlfriend.
Yep.
I may be a lot of things, call me a lot of names, a bitch, whatever else, but like I'm a fucking loyal ass friend and I'm a real wife.
Yeah, it is true though, like it's again, I feel like I have that similar like but I do have it with food because I do like cooking for my man and I do like making sure his belly is always full or, you know, surprising him with treats or shit like that. So like, I do get that. And I do feel like there is something to be said when your ex just keeps coming back for more.
Yeah. Because
they're
literally trying
what
to
else
date
is out
other
there.
Women.
Yeah. And it's just
and
not
it's
matching.
Not working.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck, like, I'm now comparing all these women to her.
Yeah.
And they're not meeting the standard.
No.
It's because I'm doing stuff like putting food on his plate or making sure, like, something is laid out nicely or whatever it is, little things that he likes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I also, and this may be like blowing your fucking mind right now, I also, in my notes, when a guy is talking to me and he's mentioning stuff he likes, whether it be his coffee order or a sports team that he's big on, I literally take notes on this man because I have so much going on in my head. There's just no real world where I can just remember all the shit you tell me. So I write it down.
Smart. I'm not mad at that.
Like, I have a list currently in my notes and it's, I'm going to send it to you, and it's everything. It's desserts with a bullet point and what the favorite desserts are, like the favorite ice cream, the way he likes his meat cooked, blah, blah, blah. Because he likes his if I ever decide to like show up with lunch for him at work,
for sure,
I want to know the way he likes his fucking steak cooked. Yep. So it's done right.
Okay, another good tip, another hot tip. I'm not mad at this one
either. I don't think these are things that are so wild that they're unimaginable to do, but like they also like mean a lot to people. Yeah. Like this morning, I text him and I said something about like your fantasy football team. Asking about the fantasy football team. It was like, I should be like, what is your ring size? Immediately. I mean, literally showing interest in things he likes, whether I give a fuck about them or not, or just showing that like I care. Like, I really wanted to know. I was like, oh, I know he's really big on that. Like, I wonder how it affected his football team.
You know what's so sick? Like, I played this game too. You know, like, fucking wear the jersey, go Jets, whatever. And then you're just like,
oh, no, I'm not cheering for your team. You go have a boys' day. But, like, I'll check up and see how it's going.
Oh, my God. I went to church for a dude once, like, to pretend like I cared about. Not for 10. God. Take your back.
I can't deal.
This guy was like, yeah, my family goes to church. I'm like, yeah, me too. Google's nearest church. You know, like, puts on my away message, like, at church. Amen.
Oh, my God. Stop.
I'm not joking. I get these things. You'd have to do it early on. Do you have to maintain them is the question. I certainly have not.
You have to maintain it, because if you don't, then it's like, oh, she only did that to make me think he was somebody she's not.
Tracy, with Denny, he was so into fantasy football. I joined fantasy football leagues. Now it's like every year, it's like, you better get out of a fantasy football league or I'm divorcing you. How many leagues are you in this year? That also comes with time. We've been together really.
I mean, you guys have been together for like 45 years.
Yeah.
I think it's a little different.
But yeah, you've got to. To bring him in, I pulled out all the stops. I had my own fantasy league and I talked fantasy. I fucking hate football.
I mean,
that's the real me.
I'm not saying fake it, but I'm saying like show interest.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to go all the way out and be like, hey, I have a fantasy football league now. But like, hey, how's your league doing? Like
my away message is like, checking my fantasy league during church.
I cannot.
Oh my God. Tracy just sent me her notes. First of all, I love that you have to put the name on the top, because who could you be possibly talking about? We never know. Okay.
Never know.
It is, y'all, when I say this shit is organized, like I just thought it was like a list. Like my notes are just fucking chaos.
I am OCD organized like this. It literally says drinks, scotch on the rocks, only Johnny Walker Black.
She got an emoji for like, instead of like a bubble, it's an emoji for each caption. Oh my Lord.
Yeah, because I want to look at it quick and know it. Like, imagine I'm like, oh, hey, let's meet up, blah, blah, blah. And I'm stopping at Starbucks. How annoying is it to be like, hey, what's your order? Instead, right. Just knowing his fucking order.
Oh, this is great. This is great.
I do this with every guy that I talk to. Like, not like just casually talking to, like guys who I'm actually into. I always do this. There's just no physical way.
Spicy Margs, my man.
I'll even write down like their shoe size.
What I would do for a spicy Marg right now. Holy shit.
Their shoe size. So I know if I ever need to buy them a gift or I like a pair of shoes for them or something, I'm like, oh, I already know the shoe size. I don't have to ask.
This is going to backfire on you when something happens to one of these guys and the police check your phone and we're like, hey, she's a stalker. She's been keeping notes on him. She knows his shoe size. She barely knows him. She's on date 3 and she knows he's a size 11.
I can't. Imagine.
The headline.
This is This is intense, right?
It's intense. It's good. This is good shit. I like that you're sharing this with us.
I mean, I feel like
the fact you wrote Don Mattingly and you like spelled it correctly, I am fucking deceased. I am done. Honestly, the show can end today and I'd be happy. I'm sorry. You wrote Don Mattingly. You put a little baseball emoji. That is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Right? Like, he's only...
Next date, you're going to be like, so, you know Don Mattingly stats?
He's only ever talked about...
He's one of my favorite players.
This, like, made it a big point that that's his favorite person fucking ever. So I was like, note to self, no, he gives a fuck about Don Mattingly.
That is the episode title, dude. Don Mattingly.
I can't.
You knew who that was?
Yeah, of course. But like, I didn't know he like idolized this person. So I was like, okay, I need to remember that.
Just be honest. Have you done a Don Mattingly Google search so that you have something to talk about with him?
No, okay. I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to pretend I like somebody because he does. I just need to know that if I ever saw memorabilia or something out and I'm looking for a gift, that's the fucking person to go for.
You really are a good girlfriend.
I really fucking am. I'm so underappreciated until I'm gone. It's so disgusting.
Oh my God. It's so good. Oh my God. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
This is good advice. I mean, I've definitely landed all my boyfriends by doing this shit. Like,
I just feel like it's setting a standard.
But it still works.
It's setting a standard. It's like, you, there's nothing worse than a guy being like, oh, I told you this. You don't remember? Like, oh, sorry. My life doesn't fucking rise and set on your ass. Like, I'm not trying to cause a fight with him. Instead, I did remember. Yeah, I had quick check the notes. It's all fucking organized. I know where to find it real quick. I'm like, duh, it's fucking Don Mattingly. Seems obvious.
Oh, my goodness.
Would have never in my lifetime remembered something like that because I have three fucking kids. I have multiple businesses. I have shit going on. Like, I have to worry about that.
Yeah.
I can't worry about your fucking favorite person. But if I put it in a note, guess what? I'm not going to forget it.
How does he bring up Don Mattingly, like casual conversation so many times?
He didn't. He brought it up one time, but he made it so serious that it was like, no, this is the only person I care about. I was like, okay, noted. And I told him I did this. I do not suggest ever telling a man that you did this.
Wait, yeah, why'd you do that?
Because he had asked me something, like trying to be a smart ass, like, oh, bet you don't remember when I said this. And I was like, I bet you I know your coffee order. I bet you I remember it when you tell me it. And he's like, yeah, okay. And I was like, yeah. And I read it back to him. And he was like, oh my God. He's like, how do you fucking know that? Like, how do you remember that? And I was like, I'm not even going to lie to you. In no world would I have remembered that. But I like to keep notes so that like I know. Like, I don't have to bother you if I want to go get you Starbucks.
Okay, may I just say this guy is already on the hook. I do not suggest when normal women doing normal things.
No, I do not. Ladies, warning. Do not ever tell a man you keep notes on him. Ever.
It's not good.
I just happened to know that this guy was going to like it. And he was like,
yeah,
that's like the cutest thing I've ever fucking heard. And I was like, it's not. It's creepy. And he's like, no, it isn't. He's like, you're taking notes on me because you like me so much that you want to make sure that you keep me happy. Like, how is that creepy? He's like, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard. I was like, I love you. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa. Yeah, that works for you, like, but I highly don't recommend.
I do not suggest, unless you know this man real fucking well, yeah. I do not suggest you telling him ever that you do this.
Yeah, no.
You need to have the right delivery in explaining to a man that you kept fucking tallied notes on him.
Could you imagine?
Before ever letting him know
that. Poor baddies. The guy's going to be like, you don't know my coffee order. And the baddie's going to be like, yes, I do. Yeah, I know everything about you. I know your shoe size.
I know
size.
Everything about you. I have
I
a
know
list.
You love Don Mattingly.
Yeah, no, like don't great. Ever women abort mission. Don't ever tell him that. I just knew it would work, and like telling him he wasn't going to be freaked out about it because no one's ever showed this man like any bit of affection the right way he should have. So I knew he wasn't going to be freaked out by it. But like,
I
do
also
not suggest
like that you took that like you take that into account with him specifically too. I think like.
Yeah,
I think you do extra because he deserves it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like literally this man was treated like shit and now doesn't like know how to express his emotions or feelings because he's like, this person fucking was like a piece of shit to me. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, you literally don't deserve this. Like, you are such a nice person. You're such a good guy. Like, in no world should you not be shown the things that you should be from a girl. Like, I don't know. I just, and he really truly appreciates every single thing that I do for him.
Yeah, I love that. I love this. I love this guy. That's all I'm gonna say.
This is nothing. It's just an example. I made all of it up just for the show. No man exists.
Nope, there's no man.
Don't anybody get crazy.
We'll call him Don. Don Juan. Oh my God. Oh, my God. Oh, and PSA. I've been wanting to tell everybody. PSA. Very important. Taco Bell.
Oh, my God. That was the transition?
I might have had it 3 days in a row. Okay. Taco Bell has something called a grilled cheese dipping taco. Okay.
I can't.
Let me explain it to you. Will you try this tomorrow, Tracy?
No, I'm not eating that trash.
So no. Okay. They fry the outside of the taco in cheese. Okay. Then inside the taco, they have shredded beef, like pulled beef. I don't know. I put beans in it instead. But there's beef, there's more cheese, there's enchilada sauce, right? Then it comes with dip, like nacho sauce to dip cheese. So
wow.
There's three different types of cheese. And yeah, it really, it's the baby's just been craving it every day for some reason.
That poor baby. Poor baby. That poor baby has the shits. The crocodiles, if you will.
So I highly suggest you go to Taco Bell, get this thing. Taco Bell, please sponsor me because I can't afford to eat there anymore. And I don't want my husband to see it on the credit card again. So.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, when I did it 3 days in a row, it's like, oh, fuck, he's going to see this and definitely say something. Like, are you okay? Are you well?
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's my big PSA. Let's end the episode there.
All right. I hope you guys are confused as I am. This was a shit show of an episode.
It sure was. It always is when we talk. And by the way, Tracy and I were on the phone for like 40 minutes before this.
Yeah, like have been on the phone for 2 hours. Just talking.
Oh my gosh. Don't worry. I'm breaking her. I'm breaking her down, getting her to talk about more shit she doesn't want to talk about on the show. It's coming.
Can't overstep on things that are not real right now. Kabish?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't like go giving people who don't technically exist a name like we did to Poor Hat. The whole emoji is ruined for me, honestly. Like, I have yet to use the emoji because I'm just like...
The emoji is Hat.
It's literally him. Like, his soul has gone into the emoji.
He's no longer a person.
I know. I can't even see it on somebody else's and be like, oh, Hat. We're talking about Hat. Like,
yeah, it's not the Hat. It's not a
It's
hat.
Not the it's blue hat. It's just Hat. It's just Hat.
That's really great because I feel the exact same way. I really do. Oh, my God.
Which is sad. Amazing. Because I definitely have a name that we would use and an emoji we would use for this, but we can't because it's too obvious.
We will. I'm working on her. And this is going to be, guys, I'm just saying this right now, of all the guys, and there have been many a guy, I think this is it.
Oh, my God.
Stand by. Get your popcorn, get your grilled cheese dipping tacos. Let's fucking go.
Oh my God.
Love you.
Bye, bitches.
Bye. Amazing.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.